That will estimate the rotational energy levels, but it's a little bit tricky to get them exactly right. And part of the problem is that vibrations and rotations couple. If something is not rotating and you look at the vibrations, then you take the same molecule and you rotate it very fast and you look at the vibrations, you get different vibrations because when it's rotating very fast, there's a centrifugal force that's pushing the atoms further apart. So when they're further apart, that changes the spring constant and it also changes the vibrations. So the two couple together in a rather complicated way. But the people have found that you can describe rotations and vibrations with the equations at the top, where there are a number of what are called spectroscopic constants that you look up for different molecules. So at the top, Hc, H is Planck's constant, C is the speed of light, and then there's omega sub E, and that's one of these spectroscopic constants that you look up for a particular molecule. And the bottom, there's also B and D. They're listed here. These are different spectroscopic constants. And in the formula, the nu and j are integers. So these are integers that are describing which energy rotational and vibrational level there is. And then you can go to the CRC Handbook of Chemistry and Physics, and in there is a long section on spectroscopic constants for all kinds of molecules. So there's pages and pages of lists of different molecules, and it tells you what the values of these different spectroscopic constants are, and from that you can plot the vibrational and rotational energy spectrum.
And I programmed that for a few molecules. Right now we're looking at
hydrogen. So what's drawn here is the bond potential for hydrogen. It lists the bond length and the energy between the minimum and the atom being dissociated. And in black are the vibrational energy levels. And in red are the vibrational energy levels. Red are the rotational energy levels. And the distance between the rotational energy levels is fairly close. If I go to a different molecule, this lists now the first five vibrational energy levels and the first five rotational energy levels for every vibrational energy level. And here it's hard to see the rotational energy levels in carbon dioxide. So I can just look for one vibration. I can even make it zero. Okay, so if I make it, if I only look at one vibrational level, I can see the splitting between the different rotational levels. But if I include more,
so we can try to take 10 vibrational levels.
And these are the first 10. And so basically it's the solutions to the Morse equation.
So the eigenvalues to this Morse potential in this case have been calculated, and you can see the different energy levels.
And if you shine microwave radiation on this carbon monoxide molecule, you can excite it between the rotational energy levels. And if you shine the right frequency infrared so it matches this distance difference in energy, then you can excite vibrations.
Need to go back to this one.